Hi, dear listeners. Today on the Get More podcast, we are super lucky because we have Katrin Martin Fischer. I hope I did it well. Katrin, as we do each time with everyone, would you mind telling us who you are?
Well, hi. I'm so excited to be here today. So I am Catherine Martin Fisher. And so I want to just maybe start with just saying from the day that I remembered being in my bedroom crying and, being scared. Just being scared and knowing that something in my life needed to change. I literally started to think, what will my life look like 10 years from now if I stayed? What does it look like 10 years from now if I leave? Like many, I know that there are a lot of moms out there, single moms who are struggling to make ends meet. And I was worried. I was worried that I wouldn't be able to provide for my family at the level and that the, you know, to, I mean, I had two children. At the time, they were 10 and 7, and I knew that I was not going to be able to provide them with a lifestyle. That's what I was more worried about, not being able to provide them with the lifestyle that they were accustomed to. And so, like many in that fear, I was worried about not being able to keep that roof over their head. I was worried about that, that I would fail my family. So over the next 25 years, I learned through hundreds of online courses, through in-person courses, through mentors and coaches that I hired to be able to help me through these processes, to be able to get to the other side. So what that meant was I went from being scared to having courage. And I went from struggling to confidence. I went from worry to certainty. So I am happy that I trusted my journey. I'm happy that 25 years ago, I trusted that journey. And I believe today that I actually am in a position to be able to help others and so that they can trust their journey and know that there is light at the end of the tunnel from that place where you are now to be able to get to that place where, wow, now I am remarried now and my children are grown. I have three beautiful grandchildren, and now I'm in that place where I want to help other women. As a single mom, I was able to put my son through a Penn State college education. At the time, I didn't live in state, and so I had to pay for out-of-state tuition. And I found along the journey that there are many of the even his own schoolmates. So like I have a mom and a dad and I can't go to school. I have a mom and a dad and I, I'm always being told I can't do this and I can't do that. And so anyway, through that, I just want to give people hope that there is courage. There is there's another way to do things. And it's a lot of time it's our mindset. You can be, do, and have anything that you want if you just trust the process and are willing to do the work.
Oh, nice. And what processes worked nice for you? What worked well for you?
What worked well for me, and this is a personal thing, is I would always create vision boards. And
Okay.
I tell you, people just don't even realize how important it is to not just know that you want something, but to visually see it, and to not just see it, but to picture yourself already there. Picturing yourself to already be where it is that you want to be. And I'm going to tell you, throughout those years, there were times when I looked back on my vision boards that I had put away. Every single trip, as a single mom, every single trip that I put on there, literally, when I pulled those posters back out one day, I was like, I've been here, I've been here, I've been here, I've been here. I didn't even know that that's where I was, that because I just cut out pictures from magazines and put words on it. And the same thing with when I wanted a new husband, and it took me 14 years to find that person. But what I did was I actually put happy couples. I had these magazine guys, all the places that we would go, all of the things that we would do. So then when I finally met this wonderful man that I have in my life, we've done all of those things but one trip, every single trip that I had on there. So I feel like sometimes we need to write those goals down, know where you're going. And when you know where you're going, literally feel into that and say, I'm already there. And when you actually picture that, then that's what you're able to bring to fruition.
Yeah, right. That's what we teach in the Get More system, is that visualization is in fact a way to make things tangible on the decision maker in the brain. And that helps the decisions to be made. So then subconsciously you are running towards those objectives. As we're talking about objectives, here's a question for you. Do you have the same feeling as I have that people, well, in your case, mostly women, don't have clear and precise objectives in their lives?
I do find that when women give themselves credit, they have so much more to offer than they even know. But so many times we tend to be pulled into a grouping, and we get, because of our nurturing nature, we have a tendency to take care of everyone else and not even give ourselves that time to think about what we want, because we're so always busy worrying about what everyone else wants and what their needs are. And so, so I feel like that, and I am very thankful that I always sought out people who had already been successful, who had already done it, who could help me and literally pave the way for me so that it wouldn't be so hard as I was figuring it out. So that's what taught me how to create targets for myself and dream posters, and, you know, and be able to not just put my mindset there, but know that with children, it's not what's taught, it's what's caught. And you could say all day long things to them, but it's what they're catching around them. So they were able to learn how to dreamcast, how to figure out what they wanted. And literally, I feel like they're much more directed in their life because of what they caught, because of everything that I was learning, all of the things I was listening to, I'd have out while I was getting ready in the morning, they would be listening to it while they were getting ready for school. And so it taught them to actually, you know, so many times, and I love this because of the name of your company. So many times people say, oh, well, all you're doing is brainwashing yourself. I said, some brains need to be washed. Not for anything. I mean, and so then they laugh at me, and I was like, well, it's true. Think about all the things that are brainwashing you in the world. You watch the news, you know, you listen to all these negative talk, and you're around negative people, and you know, so that's brainwashing you. You just don't know you're being brainwashed.
Yeah, absolutely. So, and as Get More is also about, I have a lot of interest about couples and with our neuro couple concept. So you are an entrepreneur, right? Is your husband also an entrepreneur or not?
Yeah.
And how do you guys make that work and make your female and male brain connect together and work together?
That is so interesting that you ask, because my husband owns his own company, and he is, so we have been working together a lot more now because of what I'm doing. So I have been going in and actually coaching the sales staff.
Okay.
And what I find interesting is, in the beginning, I don't feel like he really, you know, knew what I was doing and wasn't really certain about it. But then as he saw all the things that I was learning, sometimes I would do the same thing I did with my children. I would put trainings on so that he could hear it. And then all of a sudden he's like, we need that. Like, we need that. Like, oh, wow. That's incredible. And that's how he started to get that confidence. And then all of a sudden, all these things were coming up. And so now as I started training in the sales force, he's like, he sees the transformation that's happening with the salespeople. He's like, their mindset, like if my husband walks in the door and they're negative and he says a negative statement, he says, oh, no, 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 no negativity here. That's what his people say. And so he's just like, wow. They're correcting me. And so he has seen now. So together we've actually been able to start. And this has been a process. It took me getting better. And again, it's what's caught, not what's taught. So you could say things all day long to your spouse, but until they start seeing transformation occurring, until they start seeing the truth about it, all of a sudden it's just like, maybe I should listen. I feel like it's the same.
Yeah. And so do you manage, because if you start to work more and more together, do you manage to get work outside of the couple from time to time, or is it just a mix of everything?
I'm not understanding what you mean by work outside
I
of
mean,
the.
when couples work together or when they both have a company, they tend to be in the company 24 hours per day, you know? And sometimes there is a lot of stress, and that this destroys for some the couple, for others it strengthens it. How do you see that on your side?
Well, one of the things that I will say that is very healthy is there are times where you have to turn it off.
Right.
And if you have, we have a tendency to always have a target in front of us as to a vacation of some sort that we can do together that has
Okay.
nothing to do with.
Okay.
And so, we always have a target. So last year we went to Africa, and then this year we're going to Spain and Tuscany, you know, so we literally always have something in front of us, and that helps to keep it very healthy because since we met, we not only work hard, but we play hard. And so between the combination of the two, that is what helps to create that balance for us so that we're having fun together, so that it's not all talking about work and what, you know, what's the next thing that has to be done. We all know that those things have to be done, but then being able to just put them in their categories helps.
Excellent, excellent. So we now have a better idea of who you are. Now tell us, why are you doing what you are doing? But maybe first explain us better what you are doing and then why you are doing it.
So I am now a certified 10X business coach. And what I love about this is I am now able to take all of the things I've been able to do throughout my entrepreneurial journey, which is to help businesses scale. So as a single mom, I wasn't just a single mom. I mean, I had to find a way in which to work and be able to be there for my family whenever without having a clock on top of me. So I knew that if I could go into businesses and help them scale, do their sales and marketing, and their branding, then I would be able to have the flexibility I needed to be able to be at home with my children as well and be a part of their school. So now I'm able to take all of that I learned in building teams and helping companies scale to be able to help others be able to have it all. And so my goal now is to be able to go out and transfer all of this information, help them create the cultures within their company, care enough about their people to grow their people. So that in and of itself, so many times, you know, I ask the question while I'm out in the community, even at the bank, everywhere I go, and say, what are the three things that you feel your small businesses that, you know, you work with need? Every one of them say the same thing: cash flow, sales, marketing. If they could get those three things straight, they can be successful. And so now my goal is to be out there in the community, helping those companies to scale and be successful. So I'm partnering actually with my banker to create a business boot camp for the small businesses in the community.
Nice, nice.
Yes.
So
Super excited
I
about
know
that.
that you are doing 10X for only 5 4 months because we were at the same certification.
Yes.
So you
Yes.
started that from the certification, right?
Yes, from October, yes.
Okay, good. So why are you doing all that?
I'm doing all that because I feel I really believe in people having a formula in which to be able to grow. So many times, this is what I have found. At one point, I became a partner at a gym. And the one thing I realized, like the reason that they brought me in was because I was scaling this. I went from a small chiropractic office to a large 13 practitioner, you know, business, which was a multidisciplinary medical center. And they knew that the business that they tried to open was, which is a gym, they thought they were going to open it and just sit behind the desk and people were going to walk in. Well, that's not how that
Yeah,
works.
right.
In business, you need to go out into the market and you need to go out and find the people in which to come through those doors. And so I have realized as I talk to so many business owners, that's what they think, that they're going to open a business and it's just going to come to them. Well, it doesn't just come. You have to go out into the community and, you know, and find the people, and the people are what are going to grow your business. And so my goal is to go out and help others to be able to realize that that's what they need to do and train them and teach them how to do that.
Okay, and do you think that because that's a question that I mean, we work with entrepreneurs, just like you, and business owners, but entrepreneurs who are starting, do you think they are? That's a very vicious question. Do you think that they are viable customers because of the limited budget, or would be more? Wouldn't it be more interesting to go after big corporations?
No, I'm going to be honest with you. I find that the big corporations, as nice it is as it is to work with them, is there's so many employees in there. There's so many processes to go through before you can get to the decision maker. The small business owner, if you can just show them truly how you can help them to scale, then and give them the value. And maybe even do a couple of things for free so that they can then see, oh, wow, wait a minute, that actually might work. And then all of a sudden you start to give them, that hope that, wow, this could be more. But here's what I have found. I have found as I'm working with people, I am blown away how many people will not write their goals down, that are afraid of writing their goals down. And it's just like, I don't understand. It's a simple thing. So it's the writing of the goals and knowing that they have these targets. They think that they're just going to open and it's just going to happen. And it really is starting to make me realize how much the world really needs the training, the coaching, the guiding, in order to be able to grow their businesses.
Yeah, many don't even think about the work it takes. Now, if
I
you,
know.
I heard once of a guy who wanted to open a little pizza truck here where I'm living, and he said, "Yeah, I will make 700,000, 1 million in 1 year easily." So yeah, I made the same face. So we asked him how much is the pizza. He told us, and then we divided 700 or 1 million by the price of the pizza, divided by 365 days, and we asked him, "Are you ready to make something like 100, 200 pizzas per day?" And then he said, "Oops."
See, and that's the thing. People just think that they're just gonna pop open their business and it's just gonna happen. Well, there's some work that needs to have to go along with that. And they have to be willing to do whatever it takes. And in that case, that was an eye opener, I'm sure, for the gentleman to realize how many pizzas he would have to make.
I think he's forever disgusted when we talk about pizza. Okay, so and the people you are working with, do you see them or do you see them open-minded to get help? Because I've noticed that a lot of entrepreneurs, and that's maybe not going to please our audience, but are very self-centered and convinced that they know everything better than everyone, and very often only seek help when they are deep in the shit.
When they are, yes. So here's what I'm finding is this is where some free workshops are helping. So I'm in the process as I've been talking it up, and that is my goal here in this year. So I'm already going to set one up. I have one that I just started. I just did one on Saturday, which was a 10X Super Life. But then and that was kind of a launching. So now I'm going to be doing continuous 10X Super Life masterclasses, creating a community, and then from there pulling it over into the business boot camp. And here's the reason why. Through this 10X Super Life, what I'm finding is, and even with the employees that I'm working with at the corporation I'm working at, they all have spouses that work at other companies who are in sales, who are in, and so I'm starting to gather all of those groups so that when I do the 10X, what was I saying? A business boot camp, then that's going to help to bring that group in. And if I do a free mini one, then my goal and my target is to be able to then get them to sign on for a master, boot camp class for their companies.
Okay. And when you do a free mini one, as you say, what's the duration that, from your perspective, works best?
So here's what I have found as I've been just kind of testing this the waters. Because people are so busy, if I can give them an hour of real good information. Within that hour, that's enough time to just wet their palate, to be able to say, oh, there might be something to this. Maybe I should just go ahead and do, you know, do the actual workshop and see what, you know, what more information I can gather from that. So I'm going to start out with the free, and then, you know, and then of course there's going to be a VIP. So then they'll have the opportunity to be in a VIP, which is going to help to collaborate their group. But here's what I'm going to do. As I do this, I am then going to put them in a community. I'm going to create a dinner, and then I'm going to be able to go. And I have done this in the past. I did this obviously for that chiropractor I used to work with that grew that company so large. So because now I'm going to give them the ability to take all of their people that they, that are, you know, these are people that they can commune with, that they can do business and bring them, pulling them together, and then give them a master dinner class with a mastermind dinner, which allows them to then, you know, interact with each other and scale and grow their business and also collaborate. The collaboration is important.
That's a super smart strategy. I hope some of the listeners will use it, because that's a brilliant one.
Working on it, working on it. Yes.
Yeah,
excited. I'm excited. The name of my company is I just went blank here. In Rocket Grill. I apologize.
It's your company, so I cannot help you here.
Rocket Growth Business Advisors. And I love it because I feel like I'm all about energy, because energy creates so much, right?
Yes.
And so to me, energy represents a rocket. You can literally go from here to boom, you know, just as fast as you can, but you have to have the mindset, and you have to have the community. You have to have the collaboration in order to make that happen. So, yeah.
Lovely. So you seem to be a very happy woman.
I am. Well, I, you know, happiness, you create that within yourself, right? Because you can't send out happiness, and you can't be light and love in the world if you don't have that within yourself.
Absolutely.
And so you have to have it within yourself in order to send it out into the world. And that in itself is an energy too. It's a magnetism that people as business owners should learn, because you know, people want to do business with happy people. You don't want to do business with miserable people, right?
Absolutely. Oh, you have a problem.
That's true. Well, those are the people of the world that you kind of say, oh no, go over there. You can do business with someone else.
Yeah, please go there. All right, Catherine. So thank you very much. Let's see. Do you have some deep insight or some last thought that you want to share with our audience so that they can think for the whole day?
Yes. I would say, believe it or not, if you could just go back into being that child that literally knew how to create and imagine, and literally when you can put yourself back into that childlike energy, you will literally be able to create. That was before the world got to you. Just think about that. And what I do is I always pay attention to the children, because when you see them happy, they don't know how to take no for an answer. And so how do I get the yeses, right? So that's what I'm working on, is recreating that childlike person that knew how to imagine, who knew how to create. They knew how to just, there was nothing that was impossible, right? Because impossible, if you turn it around, it's I'm possible. And so I feel like if we can go back into our imagination and really see what it would feel like, how could I make a better difference if I could just imagine that everything is happening and I'm making a difference and I'm doing all the things that are helping others, then that makes their life better, which makes the other people's life better around them. And as we make more and more people's lives better, then guess what? The world is better. That's just how I perceive it.
That's nice. That's very close to my why. I'm about smiling, you know, when I smile genuinely, like you are doing right now, so people cannot see it because we're on a podcast, but the real smile with the little wrinkles here, in fact, if you do it consciously, you shoot endorphins into your primal brain, which is the reward hormone. So it makes your brain happy. It makes you smile even more. And people in front of you, thanks to something called mirror neurons, experience exactly the same thing. So they smile too. And the more we smile, the more people will smile and the world will be better for our children. So you see, you and I have very good subjectives. So that's cool.
I love it. I love
cool.
it.
So thank you so much, Catherine.
Thank you for having me.
Wait, before we end, where can people find you? If they want more information, if they want to get in touch with you, where can they find you?
So I would go to Rocket Growth BA. BA means business advisors. So it's rocketgrowthba.com.
Okay. That's the easiest way to find you.
Yes.
Nice. RocketGrowthBA.com.
Now you can look me up on Instagram and Facebook, LinkedIn. I'm also there, Catherine Martin Fisher, for all of those.
But on LinkedIn, we don't get the Spanish accent, right?
Well, I put it in with the accent, so whether you say it or not.
Okay, excellent. So, Catherine, thanks so much. Really appreciated all your energy, all the positiveness, and all the information. I hope the listeners will enjoy it and take something out of it. So you have a nice day.
Thank you. You too.